15 minutes, and Vohodo first after that is Chal ben Eshmoshet Rav Yosi. Then first it's first starts Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is the last minute after that. Rashi says Maschad Rav Yosi is Sveiku. That's what the first town holds in the Yudah ben Agra. And therefore, according to that sheet, Rav Yosi Shir is like a Sufik, whether it's Sheva, whether it's Laila. And therefore, the first Rav Yehuda held that she is a Sufik Zava. For if the high town is the last town that holds, no, according to Yudah ben Agra, she's for sure not a Sufik Zava. Sufik holds like this, that Ben Ashmoshes Rav Yosi Meshes Shaya Kut Rav Yehuda, that the Ben Ashmoshes Rav Yosi is not a minute afterwards. It's the last minute, like it's the 18th minute. That is first the beginning of Ben Ashmoshes Rav Yehuda, and then the last minute of Rav Yehuda, that is also the Zman of Rav Yosi. Since so, here we're talking about she made a bedika during Rav Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes. So since she checked herself out, all the Rav Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, and she knows she did not see. So you're telling me now that last minute is the minute of Rav Yosi. So it comes out she checked herself that minute also. And since she did not see, that's why we say for sure she's not a Zava, because she did not see Ben Ashmoshes. So therefore there's no Machlokes. I mean, it's two Tanoim Ali with Rav Yehuda. Then we'll say this. Tanoim Bar Lula this. Does Haroya Kesem, let's say Isha finds a Kesem, means she did not see herself dripping blood, so she found a stain on her underwear. So Lachar is Mitam Atzmo V'Kodeshim L'Mafreya. Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe holds both she is Tamei, Nogeya to Kodeshim also L'Mafreya. Rinta says she's Tamei all the way back until the last time she checked out her underwear. She didn't check it out the last 3 days, she'll be Tamei those last 3 days, because we don't know when the dam came out. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Kodeshim Mitama. True, for Kodeshim L'Machmim Shetashani Kodeshim, the last 3 days, until the last time she checked the begodim, she's tummy. But Atzma, what's negated to herself, ain't a metama, no, she herself is not tummy. Why is worries? Shlo yehek soma chomim riyasa. Her kesem should not be more stronger than a riyah. If she sees dam, she's only tummy back when my friend the most 24 hours, that's all. They tell me now, she finds a kesem, you want to make a tummy all the way back to the last time she checked it out, 3 days, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, it's only for kochim, but not for she herself. So what's the question? Why? We do find that a kesem is mochamim riyosai. Lin yikotchim, they get to kotchim. So you see, we are machmim more by kesem than by atzma, than by riyos. So Mora says, no, Ella rather tonyach went like this. Rav Shimon was a reiner. Af kodishim eina metama. Even for kotchim, she's not coming back lemafreya. And the reason is, we never want to say that a kesem, or a spot, a stain that she found on the begotim, should make her more tomei than if she'd actually really see the dam. Since when she sees dam, the most we make do the chumr is only backwards 24 hours, so then by kesemos we can't go back more than 24 hours. We did not go back to the last time that she checked the begotim. Tanya Rabba Rama this. Ru'osa kesem. Let's say first she saw kesem in the morning. V'yachakach ru'osa dam. And then in the afternoon she sees dam, she has a flow of dam. The locher is toluk some of riyosa. Mi'ais li'ais divrei Rebbe. That we say from the time she saw now, she was tamed on my friend 24 hours. So if the time she found the kesem was in those 24 hours, we say, like the kesem only started now, and we're not mitama back all the way to my freya, like the Tanakama held before, from the last time you checked her out. We don't go so far back. Yeah. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Elazar Weimer, Yoimai. It's not a din in Meisleh, it's a din in Yoimai. If she sees the same time, she found the kesem today, and she starts seeing today, then we'll tell her the kesem came from that Riyah. But if she first starts seeing at night time, then we say no, the kesem she saw by daytime has nothing to do with the Riyah at night. Then the Chanami, she'll be Tommy all the way backwards until the last time she checked the begodim. That's the Machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Elazar. Omar Rebbe says like this, Nirim Devorov Midvarai, I like better what Rav Shimon Elazar is saying more than my own words. Because Shu Misakno, he's making her better, he's fixing her up. Vani Mavso, I'm making her worse. So where's the question? Well, what are you talking about? Misakno, what are you saying? He's making it better. Avso Mavso, he's making it worse. Like he's saying if she first saw at nighttime, and she found the kesem b'yoyim, so we're not totally the kesem in the Riyah. We make her tummy much more. according to what you're saying, is better. You're saying no matter when she sees the re, even at night time, as long as within 24 hours, we're told the kesem she finds comes from that re. So how do a Rebbe is saying better? So Rebbe says true. Om Ravina, Ravina says, Epoch, change it around. That Rebbe meant to say he likes his own words more than what Rosh Hashim Ralaza says. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman normally Yerlam could be Lotev, but they don't have to change it around. And it could be like this. The way we have our gear sense, the Rebbe says he liked Rav Shimon Elazar. Because according to Rav Shimon Elazar, he makes it better she becomes a ziva. Means he says if she first sees at night time, so then the Riyah has nothing to do with the Kesem. And we say that her Riyah first started now, not before. So therefore, she's Tommy first then, and 7 days later she could come a ziva. But Raniv, according to Rebbe, Ma'amse Hilchasela de Ziva. According to Rebbe, she won't become a Ziva so much. Rashi says, like according to Reb Shimon, Linyan Ziva, who make her, till the day Hechad Lechazi, if she didn't see B'yayim, so Leitanin, we don't say the Kethan came to Riyosa. Or money may need us, Miyam Riyosa. She starts counting Nida for a day she first saw. V'yayin may Ziva, Ma'chil Nadjim Ches, if she first become a Ziva, the 8th day. But according to Rebbe, that you say no, that the Riyah, the Kesem now is from the beginning of the Riyah, and so it come out now from this Kesem we say she had the Riyah. And therefore 7 days later finishes the Nida, and then if she sees Dam, then she'll start a Zavah. So according to Rebbe, she starts Zavah a day earlier than according to Reb Shimon. So that's what he meant to say, that according to Rebbe, according to Reb Shimon, he's Mesak in the better Hilchas Zavah. She can't become a Zavah so much. His mother says she could come a Zava a day earlier. Boy Mene Reb Zerim Rabasi. Ksomim Tzrich Hef Sektar Reloi. That's an Isha did not see any dam, but she only found dam on her underwear. So she's Tomei. So she wants to start counting now, the Zayin Kim, or to go to the Mikvah, so she has to make a Hef Sektar or not. So that's a Shiloh, because she's Tom says she can go to the Mikvah after 7 days later. Or does she have to have a Hef Sektar or check herself out before she goes to the Mikvah? Or that before that Ben Shmosh should say that she stopped seeing that day. Rashi says it means B'shvi Lutfel, Derev. Like a regular Nida, she has to check herself out on the 7th day before Ben Shmosh is like to make sure she stops seeing so she can go to the Mikvah at night. Here, when she only saw a Kesem, does she have to make this Bdikah or not? That was a Shiloh. So he asked him back, Ishtik, he kept quiet. Rabasi. He didn't answer him back. Then another time it asks, Ganashkeche found the Yasu sitting down a Komar. That Tolok Summer Briyosa Meis Leis. Did read it? Look, we had before. The case Nisha saw a Kesem first, and then she sees a Riyah. So if the Riyah happened within 24 hours of this Kesem, we could be told this Kesem is from that Riyah. On this, Omer Rosh Lakashokshah says though, Vushet Bota, that's only if she made a B'dikum, is according to this, even though she saw at night time, we say the beginning of a need to start at the daytime. And at the end of the 7th day, she can go to the mikvah. But Shlokti says it's only she made a bdika then. Since she's machzik herself to say that she finished her need this now, and therefore she can go to the mikvah at night. But Reb Yechon no Amar no, Afar Pish Lebot, even though she didn't make a bdika. But Shlokti says a tremendous chiddush here. That only if she makes the bdika, she's megala daytom, that first riyah started when she found the kesem. So then the need this ends 7 days from that. But if she wouldn't have made a bedika then, we say no, maybe that she's masak herself, that her need is first started when she first saw the dam the next day, and she's tummy another day. But Rav Yechon says, no, I don't care if she made the bedika or not. Lamais is telling the Mitzias that you're telling me now when she sees a kesem, and then she sees dam within 24 hours, it's like that re started from the Yom HaKesem. And therefore, she's only tummy 7 days from the time she found the kesem. That's what Rav Yechon holds. Rav Yechon no mar afa pish loy botko. Still, we start the nidus in the time of the kesem, and 7 days later, she can go to the mikvah. Omalei michlal though tiksom tzvich nefsek tara. Rosh Lakish says she had made a bedika then. So, master for kesem, you do need a nefsek tara. Omalei in yes, that's what you see. Even Yechon on Yagazin says even without the bedika, she can start go. She go to the mikvah. But everybody holds she has to make a bedika for kesem. You see, a kesem needs a nefsek tara. So yesterday back, I was in the skin of what's happened before that Bernard asked this question, for your matter, you didn't answer me, Lord Matulah Midi. So my answer back about saying, no, it could be Duma, Agav Shitfer, so I saw the Chom. Maybe I was busy there in a rush and I didn't realize what you meant to ask me. Omlai said back to me, yes, that's what happened. Aga shitfo yasoli. Since I was in a big rush, I didn't realize what happened, and therefore he didn't answer you. But really, that's the lacha. In case Isha sees a kesem, and she becomes stomach before because of a kesem, so she has to make a hefsek taira before she can go to the mikvah. That's mikvah din of the Gemara. The Ma'aseh Bezman is there with Machmen. Even Isha only sees a kesem, she has a regular tumas nida, and we Machmen today, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. So if anywhere, she'll have to wait to Zayin Nikiyim, and then she can first go to the mikvah. Well, the Mishnah is like this. Horoya Yoim Yud Aleph. Let's an Isha sees on the 11 days, you know, between nida and after 7 days of nida, there's 11 days she could become a Zava. Let's say she saw on the 11th day, Benash Moshes. So it's a sofik whether that's still yom, so it's a tumah of zava, or is it nighttime? Then she become a nida. So lochor is tchilas nida. She has a sofik. Maybe she's a nida, and our lashon is besayf nida. Really, the Gemara says it should be saif. Maybe it's the end of yomei zava. Now, what's going to be tchilas ziva besayf ziva? Same lashon she sees at the end of yomei ziva. Tchila Ziva, Rashi says that's going on. Or this could be at the end of the 7 days of Anida. She sees Benash Mosh as the last day of the 7th day of Anida, the same thing as a Sophic, whether it's Tchila, the beginning of the Ziva, or else at the end of a Sophic, maybe it's the end of the Anida. Same thing, Yom Aboy Mazocha. For Zocha, she's first time for 7 days, then the next 40 days is Yimei Taira. Let's say she sees the 40th day Ben Ashmoshes, or else for Yom Shmoneh L'Mekeva, she sees the 80th day by Nekeva. So Ben Ashmoshes L'Kulam, she sees Ben Ashmoshes all of these days. So it's a suffix. If it's Yom, so Lachor then is Dam Tor. If it's Laila, it's Yimei Tomei. So all these things.
All right, turn over.
All these cases, it would be a suffix. That's called Lashnia Harei Lutoyis. All these cases are a suffix. Omer Yeshua, Ad Shatim Misratim Es HaShaitis, why do you make such halachas about a shaitis? Fool, he means a sophic. Bo V'tikna Sapikos, rather go V'misrak and tell us clearly what the halachas are, Regalisha, when she sees for 7 days and 11 days. I want to explain first these halachas, the cycle. The Anisha first is telling me for 7 days, then the next 11 days, those are the days that she sees 3 days in a row, she could become a Zava. So first the Gemara asks, what do you first say that she sees the last day, the 11th day? Tchilas Nida, Vesayv Nida. For the Gemara, Tchilas Nida, Vesayv Zivi. It should have said, it's a Sofik. If it's night time, it's the beginning of Nida. If it's still day, it's the end of Zava. This is what it means to say. She sees on the 11th day, Ben Ashmoshes. Tchilas, it's a Sofik, Tchilas Nida. Maybe it's the night time, it's the beginning of coming of Nida. Vesayv Zivi, it's a Sofik. No, maybe it's still daytime, it's the end of Ziva. Uvashvili Nidos, let's say she sees the last day of the 7th day of a Nida, the same thing, Seif Nida, maybe it's still Yom, she's still Nida, is no new Tumah, but maybe it's night Tumah, right? Yitchila Ziva, it's called the Yom Ziva. So therefore, it's all Sfeikas. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua, Achatim Esaknim Esashaitis, and before you take care of the Ishas that have a Sufik, they take care of the Vadai cycle. Smor says, Hainu, Hanu,